You must be thrilled to be back in football.
Well, I am. I mean, I've always been a football man. I'm very fortunate. I signed my first contract at Everton at 14, which guaranteed me an apprenticeship. And here I am over 50 years later, and I'm still involved. So I think myself very, very fortunate.
You've taken on the role as a director at Wigan. How different is that to the other roles that you've had post-playing?
Well, it's not quite poacher-term gamekeeper, but it will certainly be interesting. I will be there to help the manager. We have a very, very capable manager with a great record of promotions 3 times in 5 years with different teams. And Paul Cook knows his players and gets a fine tune out of them. So I'm there really to back Paul and help him, and then to communicate with our Chinese owners, who are very honourable people, very honest people, and they have big plans. If things go well at Wigan, we want to see ourselves back towards the Premiership as soon as possible.
The manager, of course, is another Scouser, Paul Cook, who people might remember from his playing days at Tranmere as well. And as you mentioned, so successful already in the lower divisions. And I guess the first job now at Wigan is just cementing themselves as a Championship club, because it's been a bit yo-yo over the last few years.
It has. The club's been relegated and promoted, I think, 3 to 4 times in 5 years. So it is. And the Chinese owners recognise that. They want stability. They want a slow build-up. We're not going to be rushing out and spending loads of money in any one window. We're going to build with the players that we have. Hopefully it'd be nice to see an academy player coming through. But also, we want a solid foundation. We just don't want to be seen as a yo-yo club anymore.
Absolutely. Why did you decide that it was the right move for you?
Well, my son, who's been working with these Chinese people for many years now, he first met the Chinese connection when he was at university in Chester, and he met Leo, who's his great friend, who was at university in Liverpool, and they've been sort of doing commercial deals ever since, and deals with clubs like Manchester City, Juventus, Ajax. So they've been working together for a good while, and then IEC, who Leo works for, said, well, we would be interested in taking over an English club. Find us the right club, with the right promise. We don't want to go in and to anyone that's got a load of debt, and Wigan comes debt free. My son did the deal over 12 months ago, and we've been waiting for it to go through. It is unique because it's a PLC, and it's the first PLC, as we understand, that's ever taken over a British club. So there have been complications, but it was always going to happen, and my son's been at the head of it.
Excellent that he's been able to pull it all together, and that you're going to be able to work alongside him as well. That must be a kind of a dream come true for you.
Well, it is. My son's done very well. He's a top businessman. He's got 3 degrees, and he's probably got all the brains in the family. So I'm just there to back him up, and also to work with Paul, who I've got to know really well. He's a great character. He's a Kirby boy. I'm a Norris Green boy, so we're from the same sort of areas, and we're getting on fine. And hopefully, between the two of us, we can run the football side and make it work.
I'm sure you can. It's Radio City Talk. I'm speaking to Joe Royal, who's just taken over as a director at Wigan. Do you think your experience of having had numerous roles in football, both as a manager, as a player, and other backroom staff roles, will help you with that relationship with Paul Cook?
Well, I think the most important thing is the fact that I've been doing deals, I've been selling players and buying players now ever since I took over at Oldham at 32. So I have a lot of transfer experience. Hopefully people would say I have a decent recognition of a player, and that will be it. Now we have to work to get a solid transfer recruitment situation together, and that's what we're doing at the moment. We've got to be ready in the new year when the window opens again to know what we want, where it is, and can we get it.
And you've talked about the new people who've taken over wanting to take over a stable club. And I think everyone can look at the work that the Whelan family have done in charge of Wigan over the last couple of decades and see just how much they've helped Wigan.
Listen, the fans of Wigan, the town of Wigan, owes Dave Whelan so much. He's been fantastic for Wigan. And, you know, he will always be there. His statue will be on the car park as long as Wigan Athletic's a football club. You know, that's the idea. We certainly pay homage to what Dave's done, and we want to carry on the great work that he's done at the club. But he wanted to sell. You know, Dave was always up for selling. I think that, you know, he wants to enjoy his total retirement now without worrying too much about the club and the costs of running the club, in which, of course, the Chinese have taken over. And it suits all round. Dave wanted the deal. The Chinese people wanted the deal. And there we are.
Absolutely. If I could just ask you a couple of questions about Everton, Joe, and you must be impressed with the work Marco Silva's done so quickly.
I thought yesterday was probably one of Everton's best performances, if not the most impressive performance against a top six side since the David Moyes days. You know, I always thought that David Moyes and Bill Kenwright, were a great pair, and David did a great job with limited funds, but they were always competitive against the top six sides. And it's a long time since we've been competitive at that level. I thought they were very good against Brighton last week, and my only caveat in that comment is that Brighton weren't very good on the day. Well, Chelsea yesterday were good, and Everton matched them, and I was very impressed.
And those performances against the clubs who traditionally in recent years they haven't been that good against, the top six, have clearly improved this year. The 2-0 defeat to Arsenal was unlucky because they were so good in the first half and just didn't take the chances. And the Man United defeat, we all saw the controversy there with the penalty.
Yeah, indeed. But I thought yesterday again was a level up again. And the way that they played, the way that they passed the ball, and they were progressive and passed the ball forward, it's just that final putting the ball in the net, which is still the hardest thing to do at any level. But no, Everton were impressive yesterday. And obviously, you know, the new manager, Marcus Silva, and the new director of football there, have got the players in that they want, and they're using them to the best.
And they're playing attractive football as well.
Yes, I thought so. Progressive, attractive football, forward passing, and all the passing round of the back drives me mad. We all saw Barcelona, how good they were keeping the ball, and I think that everybody in the world recognised that and tried to play like Barcelona, but with the poorer sides and the wrong players, it ends up with the ball going across the back of the pitch all the time. But you saw Manchester City also yesterday, who still, for me, are probably the best team in the Premier League. And the way they pass the ball forward and the pace they have in the side, that's where we want to be. But no, Everton have taken a quantum leap this summer.
They certainly haven't. Just finally, Richarlison, the man who's come in and got quite a few goals since his big money arrival. How impressed have you been with him?
He looks strong. He looks like he's got an attitude, which I'd never mind at all. And he wants to score a goal, you know, if he's Brazilian. I think he's played mostly wide or as a wide striker for Watford. And I don't know where he plays exactly for Brazil, but certainly Everton moving into the middle has given him a lease of life, and he's repaying it with goals. So all round, I think they look very impressive. And I have to say, Michael Keane looks a different player this year, you know, from sort of wandering round a little bit last year and looking lost at times. But he's been impressive form. So, looking good all round. Top goalkeeper. Centre-halves are solid. And they pass the ball forward.
Yeah, certainly looking brilliant. Joe, it's great to have you back in football. So, thank you for your time this afternoon. And the best of luck at Wigan in the future as well.
Thanks, Matt. Speak soon, mate.